This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What do those big diamond-shaped signs with red, yellow, and blue squares on them mean when you see them on the sides of buildings? You see these signs on any building that contains hazardous chemicals. The sign is called an NFPA panel. NFPA stands for the National Fire Protection Association. The idea behind these signs is to give firefighters some sort of advance notice on what they're getting themselves into when they arrive at the scene of a fire. When there's a house fire, firefighters have a pretty good idea of what they're in for. But if there's a fire at a warehouse in an industrial park, it is very hard to know what chemicals might be stored there. The NFPA panel is a clear indication of what sort of dangers might lie inside. The panel has four different areas. The red area is the fire hazard area. The blue is the health hazard area. The yellow is the reactivity area. And the white is a specific hazard area. The numbers in the first three areas range from 0 to 4, with 0 signifying no hazard and 4 signifying a severe hazard. For example, in the reactivity area, 0 means stable. 1 means unstable if heated. 2 means a violent chemical, 3 means shock or heat may detonate, and 4 means may detonate on its own. In the fire hazard area, the numbers indicate the flash point. 0 means it won't burn, 1 means it'll burn above 200 degrees, 2 means it'll burn below 200 degrees, 3 means it'll burn below 100 degrees, and 4 means it'll burn below 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Concrete is an example of a class 0 fire hazard. It won't burn. Paper and wood are class 1. In the health hazard area, 0 means no hazard, 1 means slightly hazardous, 2 means hazardous, 3 means extremely hazardous, and 4 means deadly. In the specific hazard area, which is the white square at the bottom of the diamond, you'll see things like OXY or oxy for oxidizer, acid for acids, ALK for alkali, COR for corrosive. You may also see a W with a bar through it, meaning use no water, or a radiation hazard symbol for radioactive materials. Now you can drive around your neighborhood and get a glimpse into what is stored in all those buildings.
Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the BrainStuff blog on the howstuffworks.com homepage.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.